Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we analyze the hottest trends and happenings by our scientific method of telling it to Siri. Every week, all week long. Remind me when I get home. Do you do this? Because my phone is filled. Yeah.
Remind me.
With reminders.
San Pellegrino.
Exactly. Remind me at 2 p.m. I have one that's like, well, I'm jumping ahead to the bullpen. But remind me that single serve pour over coffee like might be a thing. That's one that I set for myself. It's science, you guys. It's science. This is trend spotting at its highest level.
It's our 1 year anniversary ish.
It is. It's basically ish.
Yeah.
Our 1 year anniversary.
This is our 52nd episode.
Oh my gosh.
Of the year.
Yeah. Ish.
I think we missed a couple, but
and
it's
last
close to it.
Yeah. But last year at almost exactly this time, we returned.
We returned
with It's a Thing.
The show. Yeah.
And
I think we can go to a new tab in our doc next week that will be, or the next show after that with returned.
I think you're absolutely right. You're right. Because just, you know, insider little sausage making here, the tab where we keep the lineup says the return. We could change it to have returned.
It's now returned. Please do not return the show.
I mean, it's amazing because as you know, longtime listeners will know, we took a run at this podcast like 4 years ago, long time ago, and just sort of couldn't sustain it. And frankly, it is all thanks to the support of our patrons. Like it really is that we
makes a huge difference. Yeah.
It makes a huge difference for us to sort of be motivated and have a really good concrete reason to keep doing the show because we know you're out there and you're paying. And like, we got to deliver.
It's funny when you have a boss, you go to work.
It makes all the difference. Accountability, everyone.
Yeah.
It's a parenting tip. It works for podcasts. It's really,
it really does.
It's the key.
So thank you. Thank you. I also thank you for giving me a chance to talk to Molly every week, no matter what.
I mean, also, it's so fun.
Yes.
This show really, it's like the best part of the week. It really is. Sitting here with my glass of wine on a Friday evening, listening
so
to the
good.
Dogs bark at each other because nobody's gotten fed yet, living the dream.
It is a bullpen episode this week, which means we're clearing out. We've done this once before. We're clearing out the area of our show prep document where we store ideas for possible later use. So now it's like the end of the year when they do the clearance sale to get all the old stuff, you know, out. So we're just going to go through. I don't know when the last one we did was, but it was several months ago because the first one that I'm going to clear out here is Jeep with truck bed. Because remember me talking about the silver Jeeps, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I talked about how once I got back from my trip to Hawaii, there were people in my neighborhood with silver Jeeps. And then the person who had the silver Jeep in my neighborhood sold that silver Jeep and got a new silver Jeep with a truck bed. So it's like part truck, part Jeep.
I didn't even know. Oh my God. I just found it on the internet. It's called the Gladiator.
The Gladiator.
Okay. This is simultaneously absurd and immediately necessary.
Maybe that's why I didn't want to use it on the show. I was afraid you'd have to buy one.
Jeep Gladiator. I mean, of course that's going to be a thing because everything that you like about a Jeep, but with more storage.
Yeah. With a truck bed? You kidding me? I actually saw the people
on
it today. I was like, hey, I didn't
this
say, how's your Jeep truck bed? And they would have said, it's a Gladiator.
They'd be like, actually, it's a Gladiator. Genuine trail rated capabilities, undeniable Jeep character. That's true. And significant towing capacity. That's incredible. That is incredible. I look forward to that being a thing in 2020. I wonder whether in 2020, Mezcal will continue to be the almost crushingly thing that it was in 2019. Like, Mezcal was such a thing that it almost felt too easy Like, I just kept hanging it out in the bullpen because I was like, it just almost feels like cheating to talk
Everybody
about mezcal.
Everybody knows about mezcal, right?
It was everywhere. There was a documentary about it, about the different, like, all the different ways that the agave farmers work and how every kind of mezcal is different. Now they're worried that the agave farmer, like, it's being overstressed because it's such a thing. Everybody, I mean, like, it is peak thing.
It's that's a meta thing right there is... if you're not, people aren't buying your thing enough, it's a problem. But if people are buying your thing too much, it's also a problem.
Like mezcal's no the new quinoa, basically. Mezcal, out of there.
On one of my other travels, when I went to Worldcon in Ireland and then stopped in France, I noticed music blaring from bicycles, especially like couriers.
Totally.
Just like, I don't know if they were, I couldn't really tell what they were using, if it was just their phone or a Bluetooth speaker or what. But it was like, I'd see these bikes going down the road and you just hear their music like blaring away out of the back of the bike.
Yep. I'm going to say that you have been out of Oakland for too long because I believe
that,
we,
Oakland too?
I believe that we own that thing.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Yep. We definitely own that thing. God, those dogs are going crazy up there. I hope everybody's okay. Native shoes became a thing. Native the brand. Shoes. And their little slip-on shoes. They have this shoe called the... Yeah, see? You looked at it, didn't you?
Yep.
When you guys go to itsathing.me and you look at the photo of these, they're just the little slip-ons and like Target knocked them off. Crocs knocked them off. Uggs knocked them off. It's just like a super comfy... slip-on shoe by a company called Native, and
like
all the hipsters bought it.
I have these slip-ons that are Olukais and that I use sometimes, but they're
those are
pillowy
great.
Like this.
Yeah, these are pillowy, but probably not. The Olukais have the good arch support, and the Native shoes probably are just like, I always looked at them and I was like, I'm too old for a flat like that. But also, I'm too old to go around wearing my shoes with ankle socks like the Visco girls do. So, Native shoes. So,
Native
2019,
shoes,
you're out of there.
Floral prints was in the bullpen because I just...
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of people with floral prints, but I could never really settle on what the thingness was about it. Was it dresses? Was it shirts? Was it new? I don't know. I just couldn't quite nail it down.
Yeah, but you're right. It was there. There was even, I remember seeing an article like early in 2019 that was about how the Elaine from Seinfeld look was coming back, and floral prints were a big part of that.
And that was part of that. Oh, that's, maybe I should have held on to that one then.
This was sort of like this one I teased in the intro, and it's like a, might even be still a developing thing, but it's single serve pour over coffee. So instead of instant coffee, it's actually a little single serve packet of coffee grounds. And then you pour hot water over it when you're camping or, you know, in your van life, because that was like the thingiest thing that ever thinged in 2019.
So for those uninitiated, pour over coffee is like drip coffee, except you pour it.
It's more fancy.
Yeah.
You pour. You have to pour the hot water dangerously, especially when you're camping, out of your out of your camp stove, you know.
Well, what I like about this Kuju brand that you link to is it comes with its own basket. Mm-hmm. So I had the single serve drip coffee maker that you put on top of your mug, and then you'd put your grounds in and pour your coffee, you know, pour your water over to make one cup of coffee. I had that decades ago, but never single packets, and never with its own, like, you don't even have to have the thing anymore. Just
What's actually pretty awesome about it, right? It's almost like a little built-in filter holder thing. Brandless made one for a while, and then there's this Kuju, and I think I saw it at Williams-Sonoma, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a thing. And of course it goes with the like millennial camping culture.
Yeah, it really fits right in there. It's like an accessory for that whole teardrop thing.
Which is probably going to be over in 2020, so maybe I don't need to buy a teardrop after all. The end!
Saved yourself some money!
Good thing I bought a new car for it, but yeah.
Saved yourself at least some money by not buying
some money?
Less money than you would. Hey, how about flared pants? That was another one. It's kind of like the floral prints. Yeah. But
everywhere.
I didn't know enough about it to really talk about it. I was like, I see flared pants. They're all over the place.
The end.
And that's all I have to say about Flair and Vance. Thank
and
you.
That's actually pretty much all you do have to say, because they're a thing.
That's
you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, you know, they flared pants. Listen, flared pants are never not a thing in some ways.
I guess so. But they because, just kind of flip in and out, right?
And because high-waisted pants are back, I think flared pants have really, you know, just come back into the mainstream.
Gotcha.
Yep. Let's see. Last thing on my list, which is, oh my God, it's probably local. But apparently you are not allowed to own a Tesla unless you have some sort of a smug personalized license plate to go along with it. And like, I can't believe.
I am RCH.
Wait, what's, I don't get it.
I'm RCH. Rich.
Oh, look at you. I got super funny. Kinda, but no.
Not really.
Smugger.
Too close.
Smugger. Remember like when Priuses were supposed to be smug? No. The Tesla people are like, RIP gas.
I see.
One of them was like, raw power.
RSVNGRTH.
Yeah. There's even a, like, zero gas is a big one. Tesla EV, like that kind of thing. Got kilowatts.
CO2 free.
Got, yeah, KW. I mean, they're buy gas, BYE.
Oh, like, right. Cute.
They are everywhere. And at least in California, it's always the black plates with the yellow letters, which are always personalized. No one ever just gets a black plate without a...
Well, I think you can't get them unless they're personalized. But you can get a personalized that isn't black.
No, I've investigated. You can just get a black plate. Yep.
You really?
You can get them separately.
Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're going to the effort to get a plate, then you might as well personalize it. Maybe that's what happens.
Kind of, but then you have to pay more to personalize it. Yeah. And you have to pay for those plates in annuity. Every year, it's like $160.
Do you have to pay for the black plates too?
Yeah.
Even if you don't personalize them?
Uh-huh.
Do you have to pay?
So well, you have to pay for the plate, extra, and then you have to pay more.
Yeah, that's really...
For the... Yeah, it's a whole thing. But well, anyway,
if you could afford a Tesla, you could afford the fee, I'm sure.
It's always the Tesla. The one that just did me. I mean, they were doing me in anyway. Like, they're just so smug about how you're not using any gas and whatever. Never mind how your battery was manufactured and what's going to happen with your mercury and whatever other consumption you're doing. But the raw one with RA, I mean...
Enough with your Tesla. I see a lot of Teslas around here, but I never noticed the plates. So I'm gonna start paying attention. Maybe it's a Bay Area thing,
but yeah, you gotta start looking because it is. I mean, I was on the Central Coast, which is not very far from where you live, at the Madonna Inn, and there were like six Teslas in the parking lot, and every single one of them. I'm gonna find the photo that I took, and we can put it up on the blog. Every single one of them had some sort of like snotty, not even remotely humble brag about their electric usage.
Our producer, Rich, says he sees them in Ohio, too. So it's not just...
I'm going to start an Instagram in 2020. I'm going to become an influencer and get rich.
Yeah, what's the clever Instagram name for the douchey Tesla plate? R-U-D-C-H-E?
Oh, my God. R-U-D-C-H-E Tesla? C-C-H-Y Tesla? Amazing!
I've got a bunch of others here to clear out. I was going to check in on Mom Wars... I was hearing a lot about mom wars. That's not wars that moms fight, but rather memoirs written by mothers.
Memoirs.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But you know what? I'm glad I never got to it because I was hearing a bunch about it suddenly. I'm like, oh, maybe it's having a second wave because it goes back to like 2006.
Yeah.
But then I didn't hear anything more about it after that. So
yeah. I don't know.
I think that wasn't a thing. I think that was a thing I thought might have been a thing. And then
it's a good name. Like it probably should be a thing.
Well, it was a thing in the mid-2000s, apparently, because I went. That's where I got the name.
Oh, so you're trying to figure out if it ever came back.
I was thinking maybe it was on the way back, but maybe not. Fried avocados, was that ever a thing? I'm not sure where I got that.
I know someone who microwaves avocados, but I don't know if that ever became a thing. Faux fur throws. Epic thing.
Yeah.
Epic thing.
How so this is like... Your high class Snuggie.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. 2 years ago, I think is when they really like became a underground trend. West Elm really kicked it off with the faux fur ombre throw. And I will tell you that everybody in my family got one for Christmas. It was a great holiday present. And now they're everywhere. Everyone is doing the faux fur throw. And it kind of goes with the like the teddy fabric. Like faux fur in lots of different varieties is
everywhere.
Does that include
the faux fleece? Oh, I see Rich is saying, is asking the same thing. He's like, faux fur throw is classy fleece.
It's like classy fleece. Well, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like fleece is over, faux fur is in. And fur, like it's really in. And it's so soft. Some of it is so I walked by Banana Republic and they have all these big faux fur coats. And I was like, I want one of these. And I want to be like a mop girl, like Mrs. Maisel in my, hey, maybe that's why like really over the top faux fur coats are a thing because of Mrs. Maisel.
Maybe that's it.
Damn, maybe I should have made this an episode thing. Well, too bad. It's gone now. Boom.
Well,
cleared
it is
out.
Now. Boom. Port eggnog.
Ew.
Good. It's really,
really
good. Definitely not a thing, but it's really good.
But it should be.
I was looking up cocktails to make with port because we got a bottle of port. And I was like, we'll never drink this entire bottle of port unless
yes,
I come up
will.
With reasons.
Chocolate
so I was doing the,
is your reason.
I was doing the hot chocolate in port. I was doing the spiced port. Like there's all kinds of stuff. And I got to port eggnog. And I thought, okay. I will for the, in the name of science because there was rave reviews about it. And turns out it's great. It's really good.
Really?
It's like creamsicle.
Oh, that sounds so upsetting. I saw your Instagram post and I was like, it's purple and I don't like it.
I know. It doesn't look right. My picture was not flattering, but it tastes really good.
All right. It's all you for this last one then.
Yeah.
We're almost clear.
This one probably should have stayed for a show, but and you mentioned it on the last show, the backlash against perfection.
I know. I thought we had actually talked about it. It's possible I just saw it in the bullpen and was like, oh yeah, we discussed it.
Over and over and over for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. I kept thinking I would go to it. And yeah, just that idea that we are not obsessed with being perfect anymore. Maybe we talked about it in a pre-show.
Oh, maybe we did. Because I do feel like it came up. Anyway, yes, it was almost like air. Or mezcal. Like it was such a sort of a perma thing, but it did. I mean, it's great. And it does like, it goes along with this idea that you can let like JOMO, which you did mention the joy of missing out and having to not feel like, oh, I have to show up for everything. I have to be totally type A+. I have to look great on Instagram. Like all the pictures that kids post on Instagram now are just like janky.
Yeah. It's the new thing. You don't have to be perfect anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, pass the memo.
Congratulations. 2020, the year of schlubbery.
In your faux fur throw.
In your faux fur. I'm going to get one of those coats. Damn it. I bet they're already on sale at Banana Republic because thank you, death of retail. I'm Mrs. Maisel. I'm here for New Year's.
Shy Baldwin. Welcome.
Thank you, by the way, for all of those of you who have supported the show throughout the year. Our shout outs this week include Gabrielle Cohen, Mike Akins, and Louis St. Amour. Thank you for supporting us at the shout out level. There may be more of you that we don't even know about yet or have not shouted out yet, because if you just got to that level, you'll be shouted out in January, which is just a hop skip away.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening. You can become a member at patreon.com/itsathing and get cool stuff like access to our Discord, our ad-free RSS, and much, much more.
Much, much more. And of course, please keep the things and the feedback coming. Feedback@itsathing.me because you are our army of thing spotters and we couldn't do it without you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah in 2 more days. Merry Christmas in 5 more days. And we'll see you next year, guys.
Yay.
Bye. Oh, wait. Next week is best of. Don't panic. There will be a show. You'll love it. Don't panic.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.